Pacing has been advocated for many years for patients who have atrial fibrillation. It has been demonstrated more recently that in patients in whom sinus rhythm can at least be maintained, that it is better to have AV sequential pacing than ventricular pacing only. This has been used predominantly in patients who have had problems such as sick sinus syndrome in addition to their atrial fibrillation. More recently, there is some interesting data suggesting that pacing as a primary therapy may actually decrease episodes of atrial fibrillation. This has been looked at in two varieties. First is mere maintenance of a faster rate most of the time, for example, 80 beats per minute. In at least some preliminary studies, this suggests a beneficial effect to decrease episodes of atrial fibrillation. The other area is considered multi-site atrial pacing. In this situation, the atria are paced from multiple areas with an attempt to try and synchronize conduction and refractoriness in the atrium. The preliminary data suggests this also might be useful. However, we still do not know the exact role of pacing as a primary and only therapy for atrial fibrillation. The data thus presented do suggest most of these patients also will require antiarrhythmic drugs, and it basically is a combination of non-pharmacologic and pharmacologic therapy for these individuals.